弟兄姊妹，我们一同读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible together.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第八节
Verse 8,
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你的一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 8, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut.Because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will open a door for you.
第十节
Verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Verse 10. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing. That hour which isabout to come upon the whole world.
这里我请弟兄姊妹特别注意我忍耐的道。
Please pay special attention to these words, the word of my perseverance.
这一句话的中心是我忍耐，我的忍耐。
And the theme of these words are my perseverance.
好，我们现在请再翻到第启示录第一章。
Let's also turn to Revelation chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节
Revelation 1:9
就是我们刚才所读到的主的忍耐呢，它的一个 context， 它的前后文就在第一章第九节。
This is the context by which where we read about perseverance earlier.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
1:9 I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance, which are in Jesus.
对，请弟兄姊妹注意，在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
Brothers and sisters, pay special attention to being the partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance, which are in Jesus.
那我们请我们再翻到提摩太后书。
Let's turn also to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章第八节
2 Timothy 1:8
这里是使徒保罗写给提摩太的信。
This is a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy.
最后的一封信。
This is the last letter.
在写过这封信之后不久
Shortly after he finished this letter,
使徒保罗就殉道了。
The Apostle Paul was martyred.
这是他对提摩太最后的话。
These are his final words to Timothy.
第八节，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按着神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
2 Timothy 1:8 Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
第十一节
Verse 11
到第十三节
Through verse 13
有可信的话说我们若与基督同死也必与他同活
Verse 11, it is a trustworthy statement, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him.
我们若能忍耐，也必与他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
提摩太后书第四章第七节
2 Timothy 4:7
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有关公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着跟公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也必赐给 凡爱慕他显现的人。
2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这是使徒保罗自己最后的话。
These are the final words of the Apostle Paul.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们心里实在是感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of gratitude to you.
你来到世上，把我们这些人从黑暗里头，从罪恶里头，把我们仇敌的手下，把我们拯救出来。
You came to this earth to save us from darkness, from sin, and saved us from the hands of the enemy.
让我们离开黑暗，进入光明。
So that we can depart from darkness and enter into light.
把我们从撒旦的手下拯救到神的权下。
You saved us from the hands of Satan into the dominion of God.
主啊，我们实在是心里感谢你。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
主啊，历世历代你的儿女。
From generation to generation, your children.
他们擘饼纪念你。
They break the bread and remember you.
他们活在世上。过一个简单的生活。
They live in this world in a simplicity.
他们忠心于你。
They are faithful to you.
他们跟随你。
They follow you.
一代过去了，另外一代再起来。
A generation passes and another generation arises.
他们仍旧过一个简单的生活。
And they still live a very simple life.
他们仍旧忠心于你。
And they are still faithful to you.
他们仍旧擘饼纪念你。
They are still breaking the bread and remembering you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
现在是我们的时候。
This is our time.
主啊，我们也愿意过一个简单的生活。
We also desire to live a life of simplicity.
我们也愿意忠心于你。
We also desire to be faithful to you.
主啊，我们也愿意擘饼纪念你。
We also desire to break the bread in remembrance of you.
主啊，我们怎么可以忘记你呢？
How can we forget you?
主，我们怎么可以忘记你的爱呢？
How can we forget about your love?
主，我们怎么可以忘记你的路呢？
How can we forget about your way?
主啊，所以我们，主啊，我们恳求你给我们恩典。
Therefore, we entreat you to grant you your
grace. 让我们好好活在你的面前。
So that we can live truly before you.
有一天你要回来。
One day you will come back.
我们要亲眼见你。
And we will see you with our own eyes.
不是外人，是我们亲眼见你。
It is not other people, but we ourselves will see you with our eyes.
今天我们活在世上的时候。
Today we live on this earth.
主啊，求你的恩典怜悯。
May your grace and mercy
临到我们。
Come upon us.
让我们好好的，好好的，主啊，真是跟随你。
So that we can really, really follow you well.
好好忠心于你。
So that we can be faithful and do it well.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这回主给我们负担是交通腓拉铁非的教会。
Dear brothers and sisters, this time the Lord has given me the fellowship to speak on the church in Philadelphia.
那我们一开始就跟弟兄姊妹说了，腓拉铁非不是一个梦想。
From the very start, we have said that Philadelphia is not a dream.
腓拉铁非也不是一个理想。
Philadelphia is also not an ideal.
腓拉铁非是真实的一群人。
The Philadelphians are a real group of people.
历史上。一群人。
They are a people who existed in history.
他们简简单单活在主的面前。
They dwell before the Lord in simplicity.
他们不说高言大志。
They do not say any high lofty words.
他们没有鸣的锣响的吧。
They are not a clanging cymbal or noisy gong.
他们好好的活在主的面前。
But they live very well before the Lord.
主为他们做见证说。
And the Lord testified for them.
这些人是知道我心意的。
Saying that these people truly know my heart's desire.
这些人是跟我同心的。
These people have one heart as me.
我在他们中间已经设了一个敞开的门。
I have put before them an open door.
我跟他们之间没有拦阻。
There's no hindrance between me and them.
他们活在人面前。
They lived before men.
他们活在 撒旦的面前。
They lived before Satan.
有一个美好的见证。
But they bore a beautiful testimony.
别人看见他。
Other people, when they saw them,
好像看见我一样。
It's as if they have seen me.
所以我可以指着他们。
Therefore, I could point to them.
向我的仇敌做见证。
And I could testify to my enemy.
他们是我的 victory.
They are my victory.
这是主自己为了腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹所做的见证。
So this is the testimony that the Lord Himself bore for the brothers and sisters in Philadelphia.
那腓拉铁腓的属灵光景是有路可走的。
And there's also a way for the to attain the spiritual condition of the church in Philadelphia.
第一，主的爱在他们中间被得到尊重。
First of all, they revered highly the love of God.
在他们中间被他们看为宝贵。
And they treasured the love of the Lord.
第二，主自己的道在他们中间被看为宝贵。
Secondly, they also treasured the way of the Lord.
第三，主的名在他们中间被看为宝贵。
Thirdly, they also treasured the name of the Lord.
第四，主自己的忍耐在他们中间被认同。
Fourthly, they also were identified with the perseverance of the Lord.
主怎么受苦，他们也愿意受苦。
As the Lord has suffered, they were also willing to suffer in like manner.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然腓拉铁腓是圣经里面最后一本书里面说到的。
Even though Philadelphia was mentioned in the last book in the Bible.
是在第一世纪的最末。
It is at the very end of the first century.
可是从第一世纪到现在。
However, from the first century until now.
弟兄姊妹，我们想想。
Think about it, brothers and sisters.
在被压迫的地方。
Under suppression.
从中世纪的时候就是这样。
From the Middle Ages, it was the same.
有一小群、一小群、一小群的弟兄姊妹。
There were these small pockets and groups of people.
他们愿意遵守主的爱。
They desired to follow the love of God.
他们愿意持守主的道。
They want to keep the word of the Lord.
他们愿意持守主的名。
They want to take hold of the name of the Lord.
他们愿意与主一同受苦。
They are willing to suffer with the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们是需要被想到这些事情，让我们心里很得到鼓励。
And we need to think about these things and be encouraged in our hearts.
因为主的意思是要我们跟他们一样。
Because the Lord desires for us to be like them.
腓拉铁腓不是要让我们彼此指责的说你不像腓拉铁腓，你不像腓拉铁腓，一点不是这个意思。
These words in Philadelphia is not for us to accuse one another. You are not like Philadelphia. You are not like Philadelphia.
主的意思是要让我们看在一个榜样，让我们照样去行。
The Lord wants us to use Philadelphia as an example to follow.
而且主告诉我们，的确的，有一条路可以走的。
Furthermore, the Lord has told us there is a way to attain to that condition.
那么，很抱歉，弟兄姊妹，昨天我没有机会，没有时间交通那个。关于我的名，关于主的名。
Dear brothers and sisters, I apologize for not having time to talk about his name.
那我们知道，圣经里面明说的，他说主的名，他说他的名字叫做耶稣。
In clear literal words, his name was Jesus.
这是在马太福音第一章。
This is Matthew 1:1.
他说， 他说他的名字，你要给他取名叫耶稣。
It says that you shall call his name Jesus.
因为他要把自己的人从罪里面救出来。
This is Matthew 1:21 because he will save his people from their sins.
对，要把人从罪里面救出来。
Yes, he will save his people from their sins.
不但从罪里面救出来，而且是罪在他们身上没有权势。
Also, not only would his people be saved from their sins, sin would have no sovereignty in these people.
弟兄姊妹，我们主拯救我们以前罪。是在我们身上有权势的。
Before the Lord has saved us, sin has this dominion over us.
你挡也挡不住。
You couldn't even oppose it.
可是感谢主到我们里面来。
However, we thank the Lord He's come into us.
罪在我们身上没有权势。
And therefore, the Lord has sin has no dominion over us.
我昨天犯了罪，我今天可以不犯罪。
Yesterday I could be sinning, but today I don't have to sin.
罪在我们身上没有权势。
Therefore, the sin has no dominion over us.
那那个。马太福音第一章也告诉我们，是主耶稣的另外一个名字呢，叫做以马内利。
Matthew also told us that another name of the Lord is Emmanuel.
什么叫以马内利呢
？What does Emmanuel mean？
以马内利是神与我们同在。
Which is God dwelling with us？
把我们从罪里面救出来是一个消极的事情。
It is a little non-proactive for us for him to save us from sin.
是把我们从一个罪的光景里面救出来。
He saved us from the condition of sin.
那以马内利呢？是我们与主同在。
However, Emmanuel is God with us.
是主耶稣把我们带进与神的交通里头。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ has brought us into the fellowship with Father.
所以把我们从一个负面的东西里面带出来。
So he brought us from something that is non-proactive out of it.
我们带到我们一个正面的东西里头。
And it brought us into something that is proactive.
我们实在是感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
若是我们不与神同在，我们是一个非常贫穷的人。
If God is not with us, we are poor.
但是我们与主同在，我们是一个非常富足的人。
However, when God is with us, we're a very wealthy person.
可是主的名字，主耶稣的名字还不只是这个而已。
But the names of the Lord are not just these two names.
但是就算这个名字。
But even with these names.
就让许多许多年，许多许多的圣徒为这个名字站住。
And many, many years and many, many generations, a lot of saints have stood fast for this name.
那么除了就救恩来说，一个他名字是一个是耶稣，一个是以马内利。
In terms of salvation, he has two names. One is Jesus and one is Emmanuel.
那关于教会。
In terms of the church.
关于我们在一起的生活。
In terms of our dwelling together.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said.
我要在这磐石上建造我的教会。
He said that I will build my church on this rock.
磐石是什么呢？
What is the rock?
彼得说。
Peter said.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the Living God."
基督就是这个磐石。
So Christ is this rock.
永生神的儿子就是这个磐石。
So the rock is the Son of the Living God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在他的教会中间，我们服侍什么呢？
What are we serving in His church?
基督是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be Christ?
基督的意思是神所差来的。
Christ means the one who is sent by God.
差来做教会的元首。
He is sent by God to be the head of the church.
一切的责任。
He has been sent here to bear all responsibilities for us.
基督是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be the Christ?
基督的意思是神把他的圣灵全部放在他的身上。
Which means the Father has put all the Holy Spirit on him.
所以他来不但是代表神。
So when he came, he not only represented God.
这些神一切的能力，一切的心意都在他身上。
All the powers, all the desires of God's heart are on him.
我们若是回想这个以赛亚书第四十章。
If we reflect upon Isaiah 40,
四十章开始。
In the beginning of chapter 40,
他说我的仆人啊，我要把我的灵都放在他的身上。
It says that my servant, I will put my spirit on my servant.
他压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
A broken reed he will not break off.
将残的灯火他不吹灭。
A smoldering light he will not stop out.
不但这样。
Not only so,
他要把公理传到万邦
and he will preach righteousness to all nations.
海岛都要等候他的训诲
even islands will be taught by him.
弟兄姊妹什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean?
这位基督来了
when this Christ came,
他要带了主的恩典来
he would bring forth God's grace.
压伤的芦苇他不折断
therefore a broken reed he will not break off.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道你怎么样，我是知道我曾经是压伤的芦苇。
I don't know about you, but I know that I once used to be a broken reed.
我也知道我是曾经是将残的灯火。
I also know that I was a smoldering light.
所以主来带着神的恩典来。
And therefore, when the Lord came, He brought forth the grace of God.
可是另外一方面，他也带着主的真、神的真、主的真理来。
On the other hand, He also brought forth the truth of God.
他要把公理传到海岛。
He would preach righteousness to all the islands.
海岛都要听候他的训诲。
Even all the islands will listen to his teachings.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
therefore, dear brothers,
当我们在弟兄姊妹在教会中间服侍，我们服侍什么呢？
So when we serve in the church, what are we serving?
我们服侍要把基督的生命服侍出来。
We need to serve out the life of Christ.
我们要把他给我们的恩典服侍出来。
We need to serve out the grace that he has given us.
我们还要把他给我们带我们进入的真理让发挥出来。
We need to manifest this truth that he has taught us.
所以主说，在我的磐石上建立主的教，建立我的教会。
Therefore, the Lord said, "I will build my church on my rock."
磐石的第一件事就是基督。
So the first aspect of being this rock is Christ.
磐石第二件事情是他是永生神的儿子。
And the second aspect is that He is the Son of the Living God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，何等宝贵的事
！Dear brothers and sisters, what a treasure!
弟兄姊妹，你我里面的生命是哪里来的
Where is the life in you and in me? Where did it came from?
神的生命怎么到我们里面来的？
How did the life of God come into us?
因为这位耶稣是神的儿子。
Because this Jesus is the Son of God.
神的生命在他的里面。
And the life of God is in him.
那天我们接受主耶稣做我们的救主的时候。
And that day when we received Jesus as our Savior,
这个生命到我们里面来,
this life came into us.
感谢主, 我们有他的生命。
Thank the Lord that we have His life.
感谢主, 我们有神的生命。
Thank the Lord that we have God's life.
有了那个神的生命, 我们才能够彼此相爱。
If we have this life of God, then we can love one another.
好了, 这是关于教会。
So this is regarding the church.
关于我们的生活。
About our lives.
你知道这个圣经里面说他是葡萄树。
The Bible says that he is the vine.
这是主耶稣的名字的另外一方面，他是葡萄树。
The other aspect of his name is that he is the vine.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
意思是我们是不孤单的人。
Which means that we are not alone.
你不管在哪里。
Regardless of where you are.
你在休斯顿也好，这个 Austin 也好。
Whether you're in Austin or Houston.
你在洛杉矶也好。
Whether you're in LA,
你在阿拉斯加也好
or whether you're in Alaska,
你在中国也好
or whether you're in China,
奇妙的事情是你总是接在这个葡萄树上
The wondrous thing is that you are always connected to the vine.
你没有接在别的树上
You're not connected to any other tree.
我们接在葡萄树上
We're connected to the vine.
接在葡萄树上永远不会枯干的
If we are connected to the vine, we will never wither.
你们要住在我的里面
You have to abide in me.
你们住在我的里面我也住在你们里面
Abide in me, and I will abide in you.
你们就结果子。
And then you will bear fruit.
那主是这是我们生活上的事情。
This is regarding our lives.
他是我们的葡萄树。
He is our vine.
我们生活上另外一件事情。
There's another aspect about our
lives. 我们的主的名字叫做主。
The name of our Lord is the Lord.
使徒行传，这彼得说的。
This is what Peter said in Acts.
你们所钉在十字架上的耶稣。
The Jesus whom you crucified on the cross.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
God has already made him both Lord and Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们称主耶稣做我们的主。
We call our Lord our Lord.
这是非常有意义的事。
This is very significant.
他的为做我们的主，不只是在今天而已。
He is not only our Lord today.
不只是在主日而已。
He is not only our Lord on the Lord's day.
是我们每一天每小时。不管在什么地方的事
Every day, every minute, regardless of where we are, this is true.
那最后一个很要紧的事
Finally, a very important thing.
主是教会的元首
The Lord is the head of
the church. 耶稣是教会的元首
Jesus is the head of the church.
这是他的名字
This is his name.
好，那这个名字对我们是有意思的
This name is significant to us.
是不是我们今天坐在这里
Today when we sit here.
我们在家里
We're at home.
啊不管在什么地方
，regardless of where we are，
那我们是他的儿女
，we are his children，
我们是教会的弟兄姊妹
，we are brothers and sisters in the church，
我们的头只有一个
，but we only have one head，
就是主耶稣自己
，which is the Lord Jesus himself，
教会的元首
，he is the head of
the church。亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters，
这些事情是很宝贵的事
，all these things are very great treasure。
历世历代呀，这个是叫做主的名
，from generations to generation， this is the name of the Lord。
历世历代有。圣经里面说到有两个名词说到他的一些人。
Throughout generations, there are two references to his people.
一种呢叫做见证人。
One reference is the witness.
另外一种呢叫做寻道者。
The other reference is the martyrs.
这见证人和寻道者在希腊原文里面都是同一个字根的。
In the original Greek, the word witness and the word martyr have the same root.
他们见证什么呢？
What are they witnessing to?
他们为什么寻道呢
？Why are they martyred?
我们看这个使徒行传啊，第四章有一句话。
Let's look at Acts 4.
你知道使徒行传是充满了见证人。
You know, in the book of Acts, there is filled with witnesses.
使徒行传也充满了寻道者。
And the book of Acts are filled with martyrs.
那使徒行传第四章，他怎么样看这个见证人或者寻道者呢？
How did the Lord view the witnesses and the martyrs?
对不起，第五章。
I'm sorry, chapter 5.
第五章第四十一节。
Verse 42.
他们挨打了。
They have been beaten.
使徒们他们挨打了。
The apostles have been beaten.
那四十一章四十一节他说他们离开公会心里欢喜。
However, they went. They left from the presence of the council rejoicing.
因被算为配为这名 受辱。
Rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers.
是见证人见证什么？
What are witnesses witnessing to?
见证人见证主的名。
Witnesses are witnessing to the name of the Lord.
这些寻道者寻道什么？
What are these martyrs martyred for?
这些寻道者是为了主的名殉道。
And these martyrs are martyred for the name of the Lord.
那这个主的名字呢？所以主的名字呢？要对我们来说需要有一个切身的关系。
So we have to have a personal experience with this name of the Lord.
当说到耶稣的时候
，When we talk about Jesus，
我们心里头要有一个，要有一个这个。需要有一个小震动。
We have to be shaken in our heart.
那说到这个以马内利的时候，与神同在的时候。
When we talk about Emmanuel, God with us.
我们心里要有一个切身的感觉。
We have to personally feel His presence.
若不是耶稣，我们跟神一点关系都没有。
If it were not for Jesus, we would have no relationship with God.
说到基督，我们心里有一个切身的感觉。
When we talk about Jesus, we have to have a personal experience.
我在教会中间侍奉不能随便了。
So you cannot be a flippant when you serve in the church.
因为我们的主耶稣他是充充满满满满有恩典有真理。
Because our Lord Jesus is full of grace and truth.
他带来的是那个。
This is what he has brought forth.
我们带来的也必须是那个。
And we should also bring forth those things.
所以，你知道历世历代以来。
Throughout all generations.
罗马的时候。
In the time of Rome.
许多基督徒被杀了。
Many Christians were killed.
他们坚持什么呢？
What were they holding fast to?
他们坚持耶稣的名。
They were holding fast to the name of the Lord Jesus.
是因为耶稣，所以我被拯救出来的。
It is because of Jesus that I've been saved.
是因为耶稣，所以我跟神有关系。
It is because of Jesus that I have this connection with God.
这个你是拿不去的。
This you cannot remove from me.
这个我是不能否认的。
This is something I cannot deny.
许多人就这样去寻道。
So many people were martyred in this manner.
在中世纪。
In the Middle Ages.
罗马教皇的时代。
In the Roman Pope,
好几百年
for hundreds of years,
基督是教会的元首
Jesus was the head of the church.
可是罗马教皇觉得不是这样
However, the Roman Pope did not feel agree with this.
耶稣有个肉身的母亲
Jesus has this fleshly mother.
这个耶稣肉身的母亲比耶稣更重要
And the mother of Jesus in the flesh is more important than Jesus.
历世代也很有一些圣徒。
So there are also these saints throughout generations.
这些圣徒呢，也比耶稣更重要。
And these saints were more important than Jesus.
你们去找着耶稣的母亲就好。
So just look for the mother of Jesus.
你们就要去找这些圣徒就好，历史历代的这些所谓的封为圣的人就好。
Just look for these people who are sainted through generations.
有许多不愿意的人，不愿意这样的人。
People who do not want to do in this manner.
你知道。耶稣的母亲在世上，你若是真正懂得她，她根本一点意思，这个意思都没有。
But if you truly know the mother of Jesus in the flesh, when she was on earth, she had no such desire at all.
当她活着的时候，当她的这个主耶稣还在地上的时候
，When the Lord Jesus was still on this earth,
有多少次玛利亚的心中被刺
？So many times the heart of the mother Mary was pierced.
因为她的儿子跟人谁都不一样。
Because her son was so different from anybody else.
甚至于她儿子。心里所记挂的事情，连他都摸不着。
And even the things that his son was mindful of, even the mother could not be mindful of the same things.
那历史历代为了主的名，被殉道的人。
And throughout generations, those martyrs.
他们做梦也没有想到有一天，这教皇会把他们封成圣人。
They had never dreamt about the Pope would even put them as saints.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
那个时候一些倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹
，Those people who pursue the Lord with a pure heart，
愿意持守基督做教会元首的弟兄姊妹
，Those people who want to hold fast to the Lord Jesus as the head of the church，
他们就跑到山里去
，They ran to the mountains。
那这个罗马天主教呢，就跟这个附近的那个这些个所谓的国家呢，诸侯啊，他们都是有勾结的。
And so the Pope in Rome had connections with all these other fiefdoms around the mountains.
他们就到山上去追这些人。
So they wanted those people to pursue the Christians to the mountains.
因为这些人心里不服他们。
Because those people in their heart they did not submit to
them. 他们心里只服那一位主。
In their heart they would only submit to the Lord.
那个时候你要在他们中间你要做长老啊。
At the time if you want to be an elder.
你要准备好一件事。
You need to be prepared for this one thing.
就是当这军队来的时候
，When the soldiers came，
你要跟弟兄姊妹说，弟兄姊妹，你们都走。
You have to tell the brothers and sisters, go away.
我要站在这里。
I need to stand here.
他来了。
When they come，
我就要跟他们说。
I need to say to them，
你们要抓的人就是我。
you need to capture me.
你把我带去，随你怎么样。
Take me and do whatever you want to me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
就有这些人为基督的名，为弟兄放弃自己的生命。
There are these people who forsake their own lives for the name of Jesus and for the brothers and sisters.
他们过一个非常简单的生活。
They live their life in simplicity.
他们对主忠心。
But they're faithful to the Lord.
那么，到了我们中国。
Then you turn to China.
过去六十年。
In the past 60 years.
争什么呢
？What are you fighting over?
基督徒为什么要出来在家庭里面聚会呢
？Why do Christians have to meet in families?
最开始的时候。
Originally,
是因为耶稣的名。
It was the name of Jesus.
我们是无神论的。
Because we're atheists.
你们不能信耶稣的名。
You cannot believe in the name of Jesus.
你们要信我们的领袖。
You have to believe in the great leader.
世上没有一个救世主。
There is no savior in the world.
但是这些弟兄姊妹说。
However, these brothers and sisters said.
世上是有救世主。
There is a savior in the world.
他是我的救世主。
And he is my savior.
他是我的救主。
And he is my savior.
他是我的主人。
He is my lord and master.
这些人就抓去了。
So these people were captured.
有的就杀了。
And they were killed.
有的就到牢里了。
And they were put in prison.
那过去十年、二十年、三十年怎么样呢
？And what about the past 10, 20, 30 years?
问题是元首。
The issue is headship.
教会的元首。
The head of the church.
教会的元首是谁呢
？Who is the head of the church?
教会的元首是政府吗
？Is the head of the church the government？
还是教会的元首是三自呢
？Is the head of the church the three self church？ Three self？
Just three self， yeah。他们说教会的元首不能是这些。
So they said the head of the church could not be these。
教会的元首是基督。
The head of the church is Christ。
这是不能妥协的事情。
This is something that we cannot compromise。
所以就不在那美丽的教堂里面聚会了。
So they see stopping in these beautiful church buildings.
就到家里去聚会。
So they meet at home.
就到乡下去聚会。
They went to the villages.
没有关系。
It's okay.
基督是我们的元首。
Christ is our head.
有这个就够了。
We have this and this is enough.
我可以流眼泪。
We could shed tears.
我可以流血。
I could shed blood.
但是基督必须是教会的元首。
However, Christ has to be the head of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
许多五年六年以前。
Five or six years ago.
我那个时候因为我是在美国做事讲做事。
I was working in the U.S.
从1966年我就在美国。
I've been in the States since 1966.
那我信主之后呢，我听到许多中国大陆弟兄姊妹的事。
After I believed in the Lord, I heard about a lot of stories from Christians in the PRC.
那到后来，我想，我盼望能够进去看看，
so、
认识认识这些弟兄姊妹。以前都是听，
so,
就是耳朵听到。
So though I've heard so much about them, I desire to go visit them.
所以有机会跟其他弟兄一起进去。
So I had this opportunity to go into China with other brothers.
见到一些弟兄们。
I met some brothers.
他们都比我年轻。
They were all younger than I am.
不过四十岁左右。
They're about 40s, in their 40s.
可是他们在主面前坚持一件事情。
However, they hold fast this one thing before the Lord.
耶稣是我的救主。
Jesus is my Savior.
是因为耶稣的关系，我可以跟神在一起。
Because of Jesus, I can be together with God.
那他是我的主。
He is my Lord.
他是教会的元首。
And he is the head of the church.
那你想，这些人，你看了他一定是挂着一副那个挂着一个这个寻道者的脸啊。笑不出来的。
You would think that they have this face of a martyr and they can't utter any smile.
就是当你看见他们的时候。
But when you see them.
看见这些弟兄们的时候。
When you met them.
他跟你我没有一点不一样。
They are no different from you and I.
他人就笑。
They're still smiling.
他人就做一切的事情。
They're still doing all things.
他人就告诉你说我是一个软弱的人。
They still tell you they're a weak people.
他人就告诉你说我过去是因做过什么事的人。
He also tell you in the past they've done these and this that thing.
他跟你我一点不一样。
They're no different from you and I.
但是。
However.
他准备好了。
But they're prepared.
过去许多事啊。
There are all these things that happened.
过去许多的时候啊。
There are many these times in the past.
他准备好了。
They're already prepared.
有的时候你要来关我进去，你就关我进去嘛。
If you want to imprison me, imprison me.
我就是这样。
I am in this manner.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶稣是我的主。
Because Jesus is my Lord.
这个不能改的。
This
这个不能改的。
This is something that cannot be changed.
耶稣是教会的元首。
And Jesus is the head of the church.
这个是我们不能放弃的。
And this is something we cannot give up.
剩下的你自己看着办吧。
Whatever is left behind, do whatever you want.
你看看我们中间的弟兄姊妹。
Look at the brothers and sisters.
你看看我们中间弟兄姊妹的生活。
Look at the lives of the brothers and sisters.
他跟外面社会有多么不一样。
They're so different from the people in the society.
你自己办，看着办吧。
Do whatever you want to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们不在哪里。
We are not there.
我们在德州。
We're in Texas.
德州是 Bible Belt.
Texas is in the Bible Belt.
是大家都是知道耶稣的。
We all know about Jesus.
我们不会受到这样迫害的。
We will not be persecuted in this manner.
可是弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters.
主没有要求你我做寻道人。
The Lord did not ask you and I to be martyrs.
可是主要求你我做见证人。
However, the Lord asked you and I to be witnesses for him.
耶稣的名字。
The name of Jesus.
那在你在我里面有效用。
Is it efficacious in you and in me?
我们是不是还能够被罪捆绑呢？
Are we still under the bondage of sin?
对不对？那耶稣是以马内利。
Jesus is Emmanuel.
这个难道我们要做寻道者的那一天才让这件事情在我们里头有效吗？还是今天在我们里头就有效吗？
Is God with us only efficacious when we're martyred on that day, or is it efficacious today?
今天神是不是我们的喜乐呢？
Today is He our joy.
耶稣是不是我们的喜乐呢？
Is Jesus our joy?
教会里面。
What about the church?
我们能不能够像主耶稣这样来侍奉他的儿女呢？我们能不能够为弟兄姊妹洗脚呢？
Can we serve the church, the brothers and sisters like Jesus? Can we wash the feet of the disciples?
我们能不能够在爱心中间说诚实话呢？
Can we speak the truth in love?
我们是不是要等到那天要做寻道者的时候才那样呢？
Are we only going to turn into that the day when we become a martyr?
基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of the church.
我们是不是要等那一天我们才跟别人说基督是教会的元首呢？
Are we going to wait till the day of our martyrship that we say Christ is the head of the church?
还是今天我们就可以尊基督做教会的元首？
Or today we can esteem him as the head of the church.
我愿意在他面前我没有别的意见。
I decide to have no other opinion before him.
我愿意在他的面前我可以放下一切。
I decide to lay down everything before him.
我愿意在一切的争执上面尊他为首位。
In all arguments, I want to esteem him in his preeminence.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们今天做一个见证人。
Today, we become a witness.
见证人不只是给别人看的。
You're not just being a witness for other people.
见证人甚至于还不只是给我们的儿女看。
You're not just a witness to your children.
见证人是给我们自己看。
We are a witness to ourselves.
我们的良心必须做见证。
We need to witness to our conscience.
我们是这样活在主的面前。
We are living in this manner before the Lord.
我们做见证人也是给主看。
We're also being a witness for the Lord, just for Him to see.
这些腓拉铁菲的教会弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters in the church in Philadelphia.
神看到他们心中喜悦。
When the Lord saw them, His heart was full of joy.
我们过一个见证人的生活。
We need to lead a life of witnesses.
神看见我们，他心中也喜悦。
And therefore, when God sees us, His heart is also full of joy.
这是我们真正的敬拜。
This is true worship.
True worship.
This is true worship.
那么，今天我们想哈，今天早上我想跟弟兄姊妹交通最后一件事。
The one thing I want to share with you, finally.
就是叫做忍耐的道。
Which is my word of perseverance.
对，弟兄姊妹，当我们看到。过去这些见证人，这些我们这些弟兄姊妹。
When we see all these witnesses, these brothers and sisters in the past.
那我们知道，这个主忍耐的道是有别人遵守过的。
Other people have kept His word of perseverance, of His perseverance.
那我想跟弟兄姊妹呢，我只想跟弟兄姊妹交通两句话。
I want to share with you two key points.
那还有呢，一个观念。
And one concept.
那这个两句话呢，一句话呢，就是说，到底什么叫做与主，到底什么叫做主忍耐的道？
First, what is the word of his perseverance?
那另外一句话呢，就是说我们怎么样与主一同忍耐。
And then how do we persevere with the Lord?
那我们刚读过这个启示录第一章的第九节。
Earlier we read Revelation 1:9.
启示录是我们知道是使徒约翰写的。
We know it was written by the Apostle John.
所以在第三章里头他说了，他说主说你们遵守了我忍耐的道。
And so he said to those people that the Lord told me, you have kept the word of his perseverance.
从那里要知道什么叫忍耐的道很不容易。
It is hard to understand the meaning of the word of perseverance from
that reference. 他没再说了，没有再说了，就这么短短一句话。
Because there was no other explanation. It's just those few words.
可是在两章以前。
However, two chapters before that.
当使徒约翰开始写这个记下这个启示录的时候。
When the Apostle John started to write the book of Revelation.
他就说了这一句话。
He said this.
他说我约翰是你们的弟兄。
Your brother, I John, your brother.
和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
1:9, I'm your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus.
所以呢，这里呢，他就把这个忍耐这个字啊，就放在三个事情的当中。
So he, John put this word perseverance in three things.
患难、国度、忍耐。
Tribulation, kingdom, and perseverance.
所以，若是我们知道患难、国度、忍耐在讲什么
，If we know what he's referring to regarding tribulation and kingdom and perseverance,
那我们就知道忍耐在讲什么。
Then we know what he meant when he said perseverance.
对对，那么第二个呢
？Secondly,
我们要注意一点呢。他说叫做耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐，就这些患难是耶稣的患难，国度是耶稣的国度，忍耐是耶稣的忍耐。
So pay attention when he refers to tribulation, kingdom, and persevering, it's tribulation of Jesus, the kingdom of Jesus, and the perseverance of Jesus.
对，那同时呢，这患难、国度、忍耐里面，我们若是读英文的话，读原文的话，这三个字啊是有同一个冠词。
Also, if you read the original language, these three words have the same article.
那不是说 the tribulation, the kingdom, and the endurance. 它不是这么说的，它是 the.Tribulation, kingdom, and endurance.
So there's only one article, the, and then it's tribulation, kingdom, and perseverance without the.
什么意思呢？这三件事情是同一件事情。
What does it mean? It means that these three things are referring to one thing.
你不能够分开的。
You cannot separate them.
那这个患难这件事啊，患难这个字眼啊。
In terms of the word tribulation.
患难什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
那患难原来的那个意思是这样，是有一个压力在上面。
So tribulation in the original word means that there's some pressure being applied from above.
对，是从上面来的压力。
Pressure from above.
你走也走不掉。
You can't run away.
老是在那里。
It's always there.
就好像一个葡萄经过酒榨一样。
It's like the grapes have to go through the wine press.
对，我们现在不懂得，现在的人我们从来没看过什么叫酒榨，那在。加州啊，或者是在欧洲啊、意大利啊，他们就知道什么叫酒榨。
Here we in the modern age haven't seen a wine press, but we people in California and Europe do have do have wine press.
一大堆的葡萄在这儿。
You have all these grapes here.
上面一个很重的东西这么压下来。
There's something very heavy and it pushes down.
那这个葡萄呢就破了。
And then the grapes are broken.
这葡萄破了之后，葡萄汁流下来。
And then when the grapes break, all the grape juice come out.
经过一阵过程之后，就变成葡萄酒。
After a certain process, it becomes a wine.
所以这个叫做酒榨。
So this is the wine press.
那这个 tribulation, 这个患难这件事情，就是在压力底下像酒榨一样。
So a tribulation refers to this pressure under the wine press.
患难下面跟着来的是国度。
Following tribulation is kingdom.
所以患难也是有一个目的的。
There is a goal for tribulation.
目的就是国度。
The goal is kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，国度的意思不是一个地方。
Brothers and sisters, kingdom is not referring to a particular locality.
国度是说到耶稣的国度。
Kingdom here refers to the kingdom of Jesus.
这就是说，在那个地方，耶稣是主。
Therefore, it means at that place, Jesus is king.
是在这个国度里面，耶稣是王。
In this kingdom, Jesus is king.
那他王有王的王权。
So a king has his sovereignty.
王有王的旨意。
The king has his desires.
他的旨意，他的王权在这里可以通行。
And his desires and his sovereignty could be fully set in motion in this place.
那我们愿意在他的王权底下。
We desire to fall under his sovereignty.
若是我们愿意在他的 rule 底下。
And we're willing to fall under his rule.
对，他的 sovereign rule 就是他的王权底下。
And we're willing to fall under his sovereign rule.
那么我们就在他的国度里。
Then we are in his kingdom.
这很简单，就是这个意思。
This is a very simple meaning.
所以患难呢，患难的目的呢，是要把我们带进这个国度的实际里头。
So tribulation is to bring us into the reality of this kingdom.
我以前是一个非常自由的人。
Previously, I was a very free man.
谁也管不倒我。
Nobody can have any control.
甚至因为在教会里，人家也非得听我的不可。
Even in the church, everybody had to listen to me.
现在不一样了。
Now it's different.
是带进到他的国度的实际里面来。
I have been brought into the reality of this kingdom.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
耶稣是我的主。
Jesus is my Lord.
耶稣是我的王。
Jesus is my King.
我要听他的。
I will listen to him.
患难把我们带到这样一个光景。
Tribulation would bring us into this condition.
是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你听到患难的时候，你马上会想到十字架的。
When you think about tribulation, you immediately think about the cross.
没有错。
It is true.
我们昨天弟兄说。
Our brother said yesterday.
十字架是我们最好的朋友。
The cross is our best friend.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们的目的，你我的目的，是要在主让主的主耶稣的主权在我身上。
Because your goal and my goal is to have the Lord's sovereignty rule in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们得救的人的一个主给我们一个极大的恩典。
This is the grace that a great grace that God has given us.
要我们愿意以耶稣做我们的王。
That we desire to have Jesus as our King.
哦，你怎么样这个事情成就呢
？How would this thing be accomplished?
心里虽然相虽然愿意。
Even though we're willing in our hearts.
肉体却是不愿意。
But we're weak in our flesh.
所以主啊，一定要把我们这不愿意的部分拿掉。
So the Lord has to remove the undesiring part away from us.
好让我们愿意。
So that we are desiring, willing.
那句话我们很主耶稣跟彼得说的。跟彼得还有跟门徒说的。
In other words, using the words that the Lord uttered to Peter and the disciples.
他说：“凡要跟随我的
，Any one of you want to follow me，
需要否认自己
，Deny yourself，
背起他自己的十字架
，Take up your own cross，
来跟随你
，And follow me。”
弟兄姊妹，患难为了国度的患难，跟十字架是一个意思，基本上同一个意思。
So to have tribulation to get into the kingdom is the same thing as having the cross.
若是没有这个目的的话，患难也不算是圣经里面的患难。
If you don't have this goal, this is not the tribulation referred to in the Bible.
若是没有那个目的的话，十字架也不是圣经里所说的十字架。
If you don't achieve that goal, the cross is not the cross that we refer to in the Bible.
在罗马人的手里。
In the hands of the Romans.
任何犯罪的人都钉在十字架上。
All prisoners would be crucified on the cross.
今天我们做人。
Today we are humans.
有时候说，我们受一点苦，我们就说十字架。
We suffer a little bit, and we say this is the cross.
这结了婚之后没多久啊。
Shortly after we got married.
蜜月的时候过去了。
After the honeymoon's over.
那么这个丈夫有个十字架。
And then the husband has a cross.
这妻子也有个十字架。
And the wife has a cross.
这是我们的说法。
This is what we say.
可是弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters.
受苦不见得是十字架。
When you suffer, this is not necessarily the cross.
主耶稣的话说。
The Lord Jesus' words are.
舍己。
Deny yourself.
背起自己的十字架。
Take up your cross.
来跟随我。
And follow me.
若是十字架不使你我跟随他的话。
If the cross is not enabling you and I to follow him. 那这个十字架
不算十字架。
The cross is not the cross.
你若是老是在家里跟你的太太欺负她。
If you're always bullying your wife at home.
那你说我太太不好，我一定要对付她不可。
And you say that my wife is not good. I have to deal with her.
我太太老是让我头痛。
My wife gives me headaches.
所以说，你说我太太老是我的十字架。
So my wife is my constant cross.
弟兄姊妹，没有这回事。
This there's no such thing.
你太太不是你的十字架。
Your wife is not your cross.
你太太可能使你痛苦。
Your wife may cause you pain.
可是你太太不是你的十字架。
But your wife is not your cross.
你太太当你的太太跟你说什么让你不心里不舒服的时候。
When your wife utters some words and it causes discomfort in your heart,
反而把你带到主面前了。
It brings you before the presence of the Lord.
你说我为什么这样？为什么我太太老是讲我不好
？Why would my wife always say that I'm not good?
为什么我给她那么多 trouble?
Why would she give me so much trouble?
把你带到主面前，把我带到主面前了。
It brings you before the presence of the Lord.
那么，太太给你的痛苦才是你的十字架。
Therefore, the pain that the wife brought you, that is the cross.
是十字架一个非常非常积极的目的。
So the cross is a very proactive goal.
要是不是十字架的话
，If it were not for the cross,
我们根本没有办法跟随我们的主。
There's no way we can follow our Lord.
但是十字架
，It is through the cross.
把我们的肉体拿掉
，It removes our flesh.
不让它成为我们的缠累。
And the flesh will not become our hindrance.
不让我们自己成为我们自己的捆绑。
And the cross will not enable ourselves to bound ourselves.
是十字架让我们得到自由。
It is the cross that set us free.
让十字架是十字架让我们可以轻省。
It is the cross that makes us
light.
Light.
让我们可以好好跟随主。
So that we can follow the Lord.
比如说我看照片。
Sometimes I look at old pictures.
中国大陆有的那个。乡下那个骑脚踏车，一个人骑脚踏车可以带好几篮米。
You know, in old times in China, there was one person riding the bicycle, and then on the same bicycle, he carried many children.
这个脚踏车好难骑啊。
It is so hard to ride that bike.
所以他们真正骑脚踏车的人呢，身上穿的衣服又少了，连一瓶水都不一定带。
But the true people who ride the bikes, they wear very light clothing, and they don't even carry a bottle of water.
所以当我们说我们要一路走十字架的路。
So when we say all the way to the cross,
感谢主，我们心是真的。
Thank the Lord, our heart is true.
十字架的路啊，看起来是很艰难。
The way of the cross, as it appears to be difficult.
但那首诗歌说：“我何难与主同死？我不难与主同死。”
However, the hymn says it is not hard to walk with the Lord.
为什么呢？因为十字架把我们的重担卸掉。
Because the cross has removed the heavy burden from us.
把我们的重十字架把我们的肉体拿掉。
The cross also has removed our flesh from us.
好让我们可以没有捆绑的来跟随我们的主。
So that without bondage we can follow our Lord.
所以患难是带进国度。
Therefore, tribulation would usher in the
kingdom. 国度是患难的目的。
And the goal of tribulation is kingdom.
什么叫做忍耐呢？
So what is perseverance?
忍耐在那个原文里面是 understay， 是你在这个压力的底下，你停着不要跑掉。
So perseverance is that when you're under this pressure, you stay there, you remain there.
对，不要跑掉。
Don't run away.
也不要退缩。
And do not shrink back.
就在那里。
Just remain.
可是弟兄姊妹，你说好苦啊。
Brothers and sisters, you're saying, wretched am I.
患难就已经苦了。
Tribulation is already bad enough.
那我还不能走，我还不能跑。
I can't even run. I have to stay.
可是弟兄姊妹要记得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, remember this one thing.
我们是与基督一同忍耐。
We are persevering with Christ.
是不是
？Is that so?
那圣经里希伯来书告诉我们。
In Hebrews, he tells us.
我们可以仰望耶稣。
We can look to Jesus.
我们是 look off to Jesus.
We look off to Jesus.
对，我们可以仰望耶稣。
We can look after Jesus.
他看见前面的喜乐。
For the joy set before him.
他就轻看羞辱。
And he despised the shame.
忍受十字架。
And he endured the cross.
那我们是与基督一同受苦难的。
We are persevering and going through tribulations with him and having persevering with him.
所以下回你先生欺负你啊。
Next time when your husband bullies you.
那你真正是要你是真正回到到主面前。
You truly need to come before the presence of the Lord.
主啊，我求你给我恩典。
You entreat the Lord to grant you grace.
我知道他是对我生气是有原因的。
I know there's a reason why my husband is mad.
当然很多都是他不对。
Of course, he has a lot of fault.
可是呢，他对我这样是有原因的。
However, he acted this way, he had a reason.
我就作为一个世人，我没什么错。
As a person in the world, I have done nothing wrong.
可是主啊，我是你的儿女。
However, Lord, I am a child of yours.
我不能这样。
I cannot be.
他应该看见我呢。像看见你一样。
When my husband sees me, he has to see as if he has seen you.
主啊，我距离你多远
？How far I am away from you?
我对他一点好处都没有。
I am no good to him.
主啊，所以求你给我恩典。
So please, we entreat you for grace.
让我跟你一同忍耐。
So that we can persevere with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他一定听你的祷告。
He will surely answer your prayers.
这个叫做与主一同忍耐。
This is the meaning of persevering with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters.
约翰他的里头的负担就是这样。
This is the burden within John.
所以第一章里面就告诉我们。
In the first chapter, he told us.
在耶稣的患难 国度忍耐里一同有份。
Partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，再注意一件事。
Pay attention to another thing.
这个启示录第一章啊。
In the first chapter in the Revelation.
第一章第一节和第二节，他说这启示录是写给谁的？
It talks about in chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, whom the revelation is written to.
对，神要把这个启示录是给谁？
Who did God want to grant the revelation to?
他说呀，只是他的众仆人。
He wants to show to his bond servants.
所以这个启示录是写给他众仆人的。
So the revelation is written to his bond servants.
那借着谁写呢？
Through whom did he write this revelation?
他就差遣使者小玉他的仆人约翰。
And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bond servant John.
启示录呢是经过他的仆人写给他的仆人。
So revelation was written by a bond servant to his bond servants.
不是写给世人看。
It is not written for the people in the world.
说实话讲起来，也不是写给对他没有心的人看。
In reality, it is not written for people who does not have a heart for the Lord.
是经过他的仆人写给他的仆人，写给他的众仆人。
It is written by a bond servant to his bond servants.
对，你听我姊妹说的对，这个仆人呢，也不是就是仆人，是仆人，是 bond servant， 是奴仆。
It's the bond servants are being used here.
奴仆。
You are bond servants.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们听到奴仆这个字的时候，我们心里面很觉得这个字啊，好严，好严，好苛。
When we hear about this word bond servant, our hearts feel that this is such a severe and strict word.
Very harsh.
Harsh word.
没有错，奴仆是一个很 harsh word.
It's true. The word bond servant is a harsh word.
你若是在世上，你帮一个恶老板做事。
If you work for a harsh boss.
那你
evil boss.
每天24小时都要在他的面前。
You have to stand before him 24 hours a day.
好像在监牢里面，这个被人家那个掐的脖子一样。
It's as if somebody is racking your neck in the prison.
这的确是很苦。
This is truly wretched.
可是弟兄姊妹。
However, and sisters.
这些奴仆啊，是神的奴仆。
But these bondservants are bondservants of God.
这些奴仆呢，是耶稣基督的奴仆。
These are bondservants of the Lord Jesus.
所以就完全两回事了。
So these are two entirely different things.
所以我们对这个奴仆这两个字要有一个不一样的观念。
So we have to have a different concept with respect to bond servants.
奴仆在圣经里面是一个非常高贵的名称。
The term bond servants is a very highly esteemed term in the Bible.
不是一个 title， 不是一个头衔。
It is not a title.
是一个关系。
It is a relationship.
你知道在创世纪里头。
In Genesis.
那个。亚伯拉罕老了。
Abraham grew old.
那个以撒长大。
And Isaac has grown up.
那亚伯拉罕呢要为以撒找个妻子。
And Abraham wanted to find a wife for Isaac.
找谁呢
？Who did Abraham look for？
他就找他的老仆人去为他找妻子，
he、
为他儿子找妻子。
He looked for his old servant to seek a wife for his son.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们今天不做这样的事。
Today we don't do anything like that.
连爸妈为儿子找妻子都不可能的。
It is even impossible for parents to look for a wife for your son.
他们要自己找。
They want to find a wife themselves.
可是那个时候呢？
But at that time,
亚伯拉罕要为他的儿子找个妻子。
Abraham wanted to find a wife for his son.
这是太要紧的事。
This is such a crucial thing.
因为他的儿子是不能离开迦南。
Because his son cannot leave the home.
找了这个老仆人。
So he found this old servant.
那你看那个故事你就知道。
When you see the story, you understand.
这个老仆人是多么的忠心。
This old servant was so faithful.
啊，那亚伯拉罕可以把他一生，这个他儿子的事情，在亚伯拉罕里面呢是第一要紧的事。
In Abraham's life, his son was the number one priority.
以前他曾经有个儿子，神说不是的。
Earlier he had a son, but God said that was not the one.
现在这个儿子呢，神说我要与他立约。
And this son, God said, I will establish my covenant with him.
所以亚伯拉罕属灵的前途，一切的前途都在这个儿子身上。
So the spiritual destiny of Abraham was on this son.
但是亚伯拉罕愿意把这个儿子的婚事呢，就托给这个老仆人。
However, Abraham was willing to entrust the marriage of his son on this old servant.
这个老仆人就是他的 bond servant.
And this old servant was Abraham's bond servant.
我们从圣经里面一路看下来。
If you look through the Bible,
所有的神的仆人。
All servants of God,
跟神有真正关系的人。
All people who have true relationship with God,
都是他的 bond servant.
They have all been bond servants of God.
到了新约的时候。
In the New Testament,
所有的使徒。
All disciples,
写他们的书信。
All apostles, when
they wrote their epistles, 都是称为自己是 bond servant.
They all call themselves bond servants.
使徒保罗称他自己是 bond servant.
The apostle Paul referred to himself as the bond servant.
奴仆。耶稣基督的奴仆。
He was the bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书第一章就这么说。
This is in Romans 1.
几乎每一本书的开始，他都那么说。
In almost all books of the Bible, Paul used the same term.
彼得也是这么说。
Peter also used the same term.
他说：“耶稣基督的奴仆。”
I am the bond servant of Jesus Christ.
我们刚刚看了，约翰也是这么说。
We just saw it. John also said it.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends and sisters.
不是客气。
They're not trying to be polite.
也不是头衔。
And this is not a title.
他们心里就这么想。
They hard truly thought of it this way.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们另外一个极端呢，是想这个奴仆这件事啊，是一定是呢给那些平常没有职业的，全时间服侍主的。
On the other extreme, we think that bond servants are reserved for those who are full-time servants.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样。
Not so.
神的本意呢，是要我们每个人都做他的 bond servant.
God's original desire is for all of us to be His bond servants.
神叫摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
God told Moses to bring His people out of Egypt.
让我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
好让他们侍奉我。
So that they could serve me.
他们在旷野里头没有别的事。
They had nothing else better to do in the wilderness.
他们旷野里头还不是还开个 supermarket 或者是到那个公司里面 Motorola 上班，没这回事的。
They did not establish supermarkets, or they did not work for Motorola in the wilderness.
他们不是说八小时时间帮这个德州州政府做事，另外八小时睡觉，另外八小时我在家里照顾我的小孩。
They did not say, okay, the 8 hours I work for the government of the state of Texas, 8 hours I go to sleep, 8 hours I take care of my children. Not so.
每一天每一个小时他们都是 serve me.
Every hour, every day, they're serving thee.
所以容我的百姓去好让他们侍奉我。
Let my people go so they may serve me.
是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那我自己呢是做了好多年事的。
I have worked many years.
可是后来呢，主的话提醒我。
Later on, the word of the Lord reminded me.
要甚至于我们在外头做事。
When we're working outside.
你知道，你到德州什么医院啊，什么去做事。
You work in a hospital in Texas.
圣经里面有一句话说。
There's this word in the Bible.
好像侍奉主，不像侍奉人。
You need to serve it, do your work as if you're serving the Lord, not serving men.
这个是以弗所书第六章的话。
This is from Ephesians 6.
也以弗所书六章讲到非常实际的事情。
Ephesians 6 talks about very practical matters.
讲到我们夫妻之间的关系。
It talks about the relationship between husband and wife, relationship between parent and children.
我们去做事的时候跟老板之间的关系。
When we go to work, our relationship with our boss.
那里主说。
There,
主的话说。好像侍奉主，不像侍奉人。
We're serving the Lord, not serving men.
所以我们真正的主呢，真正的大老板是天上我们的主。
Our big boss is the Lord in the heavenly.
是心里我们的主。
This is the Lord in our heart.
所以公司里面他想办法做了很多很多的 rule， 叫你不偷他东西。
So there are all these rules in the company to make sure you don't steal their things.
这个对我们基督徒来说没有太大的意义。
There's no significance to us Christians.
因为我们做基督徒，我们里面的主就叫我们不偷窃任何的东西。
Because the Lord within us will not allow us to steal anything.
那么公司说你做事，你每天做事，你八个钟头要好好做事。
And the company says you need to work very hard during these 8 hours.
我每年的老板要 review 你的那个这个表现。
Every year your boss will give you job evaluations.
那这个对我们是以主做我们侍奉。侍奉主不侍奉人的人也没有太大的意思。
And there's not great meaning to us who serve the Lord and not men.
因为我们对这个人间的 performance evaluation 没什么太大的兴趣。
Because we're not too interested in job evaluations.
因为主在我们里头。
Because the Lord is in us.
所以你做事比别人更辛苦。
Therefore, you're even more diligent than other people.
而且不埋怨。
And you do not murmur.
对，而且你不觉得不公平。
And you do not have any sense of unfairness.
那为什么别人做那轻松的事，把这难事给我？
Why do people take the easy jobs and give me the difficult jobs?
不是我们侍奉主，不是侍奉人。
If we serve the Lord and not men,
我们根本就不问这个问题。
We won't even ask this question.
或许有这个问题的话，
Maybe if we had this question,
到主面前，
you go before the Lord.
这就没了，这就没有了。
Then it's gone.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers,
当我明白这句话的意思，好像侍奉主，不像侍奉人，说感谢主，我觉得被释放了。
So when I understand the true meaning of serving the Lord and not men, I feel like I've been liberated.
所以那八个钟头啊，
so during those 8 hours,
我实在是侍奉主，我不是侍奉人。
I truly was serving the Lord and not men.
我实在是侍奉主，也不是侍奉一个公司。
And I was truly serving the Lord and not a company.
有一天到我65岁的时候，公司退休了。
So one day when I turned 65 and I retired.
你知道你退休以后啊，第二天公司就不记得你了。
You know, the second day after you retire, your company will no longer remember you.
你那个同事呢也不记得你了。
And your colleagues no longer remember you.
没有关系，我的主还是记得我。
It's okay, my Lord still remembers.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and
sisters, 我们若是想的对的话呢，这些问题都不是问题。
If you think of it in the right manner, none of these are problems.
那八个钟头。我是侍奉我的主的。
Those 8 hours, I'm serving my Lord.
睡觉。
When you're sleeping.
你说八个钟头是我的，我睡觉。
So you said that these 8 hours belong to me because I'm sleeping. Brothers and sisters.
当你第二天要讲道。
In the second day, you need to preach.
你第一天晚上睡不着啊。
The night before you can't sleep. What do you do?
你怎么办呢？
What do you do?
你只有跟主祷告。
You can only pray to the Lord.
对不对？那内容怎么样？我不多说了。
I would not go into details.
那弟兄姊妹，所以呢，若是主是我们的主，当我们睡觉的时候
，So if the Lord is truly your Lord when you sleep，
所以你从那八个钟头，你不会胡思乱想的。
So when during those 8 hours of sleep， you would not just wander
in
your thoughts。
你不会说，哎呀，我到外面去喝点酒吧。
You wouldn't say I'm just going to get a drink outside。
哎，我那边有个哥们儿，我要去跟他一起去喝酒干嘛？不会想到这些怪事。
You wouldn't go with your buddies to go drinking and do these bad things.
你也不会想到，哎呀，我这个 game 呢，我只玩了一半，那么下面的是要怎样怎样，然后你就不睡觉，你就跑去玩 game.
And then you also would not just think about the computer game and said, "This is, I'm only halfway through. I need to finish it." No.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是软弱的人，我们都是尘土，我们都是尘土。
We're all weak and we're dust.
可是呢，没有关系，我们要晓得，我们醒着。睡着都与他同活。
However, remember this: whether you are awake or whether you are asleep, you are all alive with him.
这是帖撒罗尼迦大概是第五章所说的话。
So this is First Thessalonians 5.
我们不论是醒着，我们说睡着都与他同活。
Whether we are asleep or awake, we are also always alive with him.
所以弟兄姊妹知道我的意思。
You know what I mean.
所以我们侍奉主，我们是他的奴仆。
Therefore, when we serve the Lord, we are His bond servant.
24小时一天。
24 hours a day.
一辈子
Your whole life. Your whole life.
这是我们真正的 blessing， 我们真正的蒙福。
This is our true blessing.
是把我们从一切的捆绑里面释放出来。
Which is to be liberated from all bondages.
另外一面。
On the other hand.
你愿意做奴仆的话。
If you desire to become a bond servant,
那你会真正体贴神的心意。
Then you can truly be mindful of his heart's desire.
路加福音十五章。
Luke 15.
浪子的故事。
The prodigal son.
浪子的故事里头，我们知道一个老二，一个老大。
We know there's an older son, elder son, and a younger son.
两个人都有两个人的问题。
They each have their own problem.
可是路加福音十五章，你再注意那个故事里，那个浪子的故事里。
But if you study more closely the story of the prodigal son,
还有一些人呢，他叫做他的仆人 ，bondman, bond servant.
There are also references to his bond servant.
这个 bond servant 呢，他根本知道主的心意，他根本知道老板这主人的心意。
These bond servants truly know the desires of the master.
主人呢，自从老二走了之后啊，他心里一直是不快乐。
After number two has left, the master's heart was saddened all along.
他每一天想着他的儿子要回来。
Every day, the master think about his son returning.
他为他的儿子准备了一个袍子放在那儿。
He prepared a robe for his son.
他为他的儿子准备了一个戒指放那儿。
He prepared a ring for his son.
他为他的儿子准备了一双鞋放那儿。
He prepared a pair of shoes for his son.
他为他儿子准备了一头牛放那儿。
He prepared a fattened calf for his son.
那天儿子回来了。
That day his son returned.
爸爸过去抱的儿子。
The father embraced the son.
然后爸爸说。
And the father said.
他说把那个袍子拿来。
Bring out the robe.
这个 bondservant 知道他那个袍子在哪里。
The bondservant knew where the robe is.
而且那个 bondservant 知道是哪一个袍子。
And the bondservant knew which robe the master was referring to.
这个主人说，去帮我把那个戒指拿来。
And the master says, bring me the ring.
这个 bondservant 知道是哪一个戒指。
The bondservant knew which ring the master was referring to.
把那个牛杀了。
And the master said, kill the fattened calf.
让我要欢喜快乐。
Because we have to be merry and
enjoy. 这个 bondservant 知道是哪一条牛。
And the bondservant knew which calf to kill.
Bondservant 一句话没讲。
The bondservant did not utter a word.
可是神心里面，他的主人心里面想什么，他都知道。
However, what the master was thinking, the bondservant knew all along.
他的心和他的主人是同心的。
Because he has the same heart and mindset as the master.
这个叫做 bondservant.
This is the meaning of being a bondservant.
那个小儿子回来。
And the younger son returned.
小儿子说回来，他说啊，他心里面想啊。
And the second son was thinking.
他说我爸爸家里口粮有余。
My father's house had more than enough bread.
我爸爸家里还有好多雇工啊。
And my father has many many hired men.
我何必在外面那么苦呢
？Why do I have to suffer outside?
我回去就让我爸爸让我做他一个雇工就好了。
I will just return home and be just a hired man for my father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
在他爸爸面前没有机会讲那个话。
He did not have the opportunity to say these words.
他爸爸也没有给他这个机会讲这个话。
His father did not give him that opportunity.
他爸爸说你是我的儿子。
His father said, "You are my son."
雇工和奴仆。
Hired man versus bond servant.
雇工跟主人之间没有关系。
There's no relationship between the hired man and the
master. 只有金钱的关系。
There's only a monetary relationship.
我来帮你做事，你给我薪水。
I do my job and you pay me salary.
所以若是我们做我们主的雇工啊。
If we are the hired man for our Lord.
那你就要讲条件了。
Then you have to talk conditions with your Lord.
你要说不公平了。
You will have to say this is not fair.
你就要说太苦了。
You will say wretched is this.
你要说你若是不怎么怎么样，我就不帮你做了。
And you would say if you don't do this and this and this, I won't do that and that and that.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
However, dear brothers and sisters.
主呼召我们是做他的奴。
The Lord called us to be His bond servants.
不是做雇工。
We're not called to be hired men.
你若是做奴仆的话。
If you were to be a bond servant,
他没有一件事是不对的。
There's nothing that he does that is incorrect.
他没有一个要求是不合理的。
There's no requirement that he requires of you that is unreasonable.
他所说的话，每一句是对的。
Everything he says is right.
所以昨天我跟弟兄姊妹们说。
Therefore, yesterday I said to Burns.
我们若是真正要懂主的话的话。
If we truly want to know the word of the Lord.
你必须是一个奉献的人。
You have to lead a life of consecration.
我们必须是活祭。
You have to be a living sacrifice.
我们必须是站在一个奴仆的地位。
You have to stand in the position of a bond servant.
不然我们没有办法懂他的话。
Otherwise, you cannot understand his word.
天下有谁要走十字架的路呢
？In this world, who wants to take the way of the cross?
谁愿意患难呢
？Who wants tribulation?
谁愿意在乎国度呢
？Who cares about kingdom?
谁愿意忍耐呢
？Who wants to persevere?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们若是奴仆的话
，if we are bond servants，
这些都不是问题了。
None of these are a problem.
弟兄姊妹，太要紧一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is so crucial.
我们要愿意做主的奴仆。
We have to desire to be the bond servant of the Lord.
其他什么事都解决了。
Everything else will be resolved.
天为我们打开。
The heavens will be open for us.
捆绑脱落。
Bondages will be relieved.
我们可以唱这首诗歌。
We can sing this song, hymn.
一路走十字架的路。
All the way to Calvary.
对，把我们的冠冕投在他的脚下。
And we can put our crowns before his feet.
好，那么我再跟弟兄姊妹说一件事。
I want to tell you something more.
我们弟兄比我到十分钟，我现在还有三分钟了。
So I have 3 minutes out of my 10 minutes left.
我试试看哈。使徒保罗呀，快要死的时候。
Prior to the Apostle Paul's death.
写这封信给提摩太。
He wrote this letter to Timothy.
他说：“提摩太啊，你不要以为主做见证为耻。
”Do not be shameful to bear the testimony of for the Lord.
你呀，要与我。为了福音同受苦难。
You have to join with me to suffer for the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这里所说的福音，不是说你到外面去跟别人说要别人信主，不只是这个而已。
The gospel being referred to here is not just like preaching the gospel to the people in the street.
你若是仔细看那个提摩太书第二后书第二章。
If you read carefully, 2 Timothy 2.
他这里说是从死亡里面被拯救出来。
it is that to、the gospel is referring to being saved from death.
那还要给我们有生命和不朽坏。
And you will have life and immortality.
所以这是一个全备的福音。
This is a perfect gospel.
所以说，提摩太啊，我要走了。
Timothy, I'm leaving.
你现在在以弗所。
You are in Ephesus.
所以你要在弟兄姊妹的中间。
In the midst of the brothers and sisters.
你要为了主的道。
For the word of the Lord.
为主受苦难。
You will suffer affliction.
与我同受苦难。
You will join with me in suffering affliction.
还有与主所有的奴仆同受苦难。
You will join in suffering with all the bond servants of the Lord.
好让他跟提摩太讲。
And then he said to Timothy.
他说提摩太啊。
Timothy.
下面的路不是太容易走的。
The path you're going to take is not so easy.
然后呢，他说了这一段话。
And then he said this.
许多年以前了。
Many years ago.
我做年轻的基督徒的时候。
When I was a young Christian.
我常常听魏弟兄说这句话。
I constantly heard Brother Wei said this.
魏弟兄就是你们的魏弟兄了。
Your Brother Wei.
那我。他就要我们读这一段。
He asked us to read this.
我承认说，我那个时候年轻，我不大懂。
I admit that I was young at the time.
主有可信的话说。
And this is a trustworthy statement.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy 2:11.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
For if we died with him, we shall also live with him.
我们若能忍耐，必与他一同作王。
If we endure, we shall also reign with him.
我们若不认他，他不认我们。
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们纵然失信，人是可信，他人是可信。
If we are faithless, he remains faithful.
我为什么觉得难呢？
Why do I find this difficult?
因为与基督同死是个难事。
It is hard to die with him.
那我为什么觉得难呢？
Why did I find it difficult?
因为忍耐是个痛苦的事。
Because enduring and persevering is painful.
我为什么不知道这个对跟我有关系呢？
Why did I not know this is related to me?
因为他说，我觉得难呢，因为他觉得说是你们若不认他，我们若不认他，他也必不认我。我想我在美国没有这个问题啊。
Why do I find it difficult? Because it says here in 12, if we deny him, he also will deny us. And I'm saying, I'm in the U.S. I have no such problem.
在中国大陆被逼迫的弟兄们有这个问题。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
Only the brothers who are being persecuted in China, they had that problem. If they deny him, he also will deny them.
他们才有这个问题，被人家逼的要不认他。
They were being persecuted to the point of being denying.
那我也不懂得什么叫我们纵然失信，他仍然可信。
I also do not understand what it means to say if we are faithless, he remains faithful.
可是后来我长大一点，我知道，尤其是最近，我知道他什么意思。
So recently, I grew up and I knew what this means.
那什么叫做与基督同死，也必与他同活呢？
What does it mean to say if we die with him, we also shall live with him?
所以弟兄姊妹啊，那个从浅一点的地方说哈。
From a simplistic view.
你知道与基督同死是很难的事，对不对？
It is very hard to die with a Jesus.
但是呢，你若是我们心中啊对主没有愿意跟他同行的话。
If we do not desire to walk with him.
那我们需要知道，我们必须死不可。
We need to know that we have to die.
我若是不死的话，我就不能跟他同行的。
If we do not die, we cannot walk with him.
这个罗马书第七章有一句话说。
Romans 7 has this word.
他说我真苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
Wretched man that I am, who can save me from this body of this death?
这个人知道跟随主是好的。
This man knows that following the Lord is good.
但他没办法，他的肉体太厉害。
However, his flesh was so harsh.
这个罪在他身上的捆绑太重了。
And the bondage of sin was so heavy on him.
所以他说。
Therefore, he said.
他然后就说，他说我身苦，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
？Wretched man that I am, who will set me from this body of death?
然后下一句他马上说。
And then immediately he said.
他说然而，基督耶稣使我从这里头可以出来。
But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
就是我们肉体啊，使我们不能的话，我们要求主说：“主啊，我愿意与你同死。”
If our flesh did not enable us to do that, we have to say to the Lord, Lord,
当我们心里
enable me to die with you.
当我们心里有那个意念的时候
，when we have this desire in our heart,
在主面前有这样的祷告的时候
，if we have this prayer before the Lord,
他一定会做一件事
，he truly will do something.
就是他一定让你与他同活。
He will truly let you live with him.
你可以行走在他的面前
，and you can walk in his presence.
还有。
Furthermore,
更深一层是这样。
In a deeper meaning,
我们愿意跟随主的。
If we desire to follow him,
可是我们觉得 the going is hard.
But the going is tough.
就是说，坐下走下去不容易。
It is hard to carry on.
阻挡太厉害。
The opposition is too strong.
那这里呢，他告诉我们的秘诀是什么呢？也是与基督同死。
Here it also tells us the secret is to die with Christ.
那我们就可以与基督同活。
Then we can live with Christ.
哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians 1 says.
使徒保罗说。
The Apostle Paul says.
我们以前在小亚细亚。
Earlier we were in Asia.
受了压迫很重。
We were burdened excessively.
连活命的指望都没了。
We despaired even of life.
我们只有靠那让死而复活的主。
We could only trust in God who raised us from the dead.
那他拯救我们。
He saved us.
他的确拯救了我们。
He truly has saved us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么意思呢？
What does this mean, brothers and sisters?
对不对？我们真正要跟随主的时候，有的时候抵挡是很厉害。
When we truly decide to follow the Lord, the opposition is indeed great.
很厉害。
It is very hard.
厉害的什么事？你想自己有办法来克服吗？
You think you have your own means to overcome or to get over these?
弟兄姊妹，不可能的事。
No, this is not possible, brothers and sisters.
仇敌太厉害。
Because the enemy is so powerful.
但是使徒保罗说。
However, the Apostle Paul says.
我连绝望、绝命的、活命的指望都没有。
We despaired even of life.
但是我们可以，我们就只好，而且靠那一位那死而复活的神。
But we trust in God who raises the dead.
他果然把我们从死亡里面 deliver 出来。
Truly, He delivered us from such great a peril of death.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
与基督同死是好事。
To die with Christ.
我保证你这个肉身还在这里。
I guarantee your flesh will still remain.
你这个不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
你与基督同死的时候。
When you die with Christ.
捆绑脱落。
All the bondages will be released.
他可以把你让你活过来。
He enables you to make you alive again.
下面，我若是与他一同忍耐，就必与他一同作王。
In verse 12 it says, if we endure, we shall also reign with him.
这句话里面难处是作王。
It's hard to reign.
什么叫做王？
What does it mean to reign?
做王是不是坐在教会的那个高高的位置上，那个指挥这个指挥那个？
Are you sitting at a high position in the church and you are bossing people around?
弟兄姊妹，完全不是这样。
It's totally not this way.
他不是说你自己做王。
It is not that you reign as you.
这里说与基督一同做王。
Here it says to reign with Christ.
与基督一同作王什么意思呢？
What does it mean to reign with Christ?
就是所以所有对我们主的心意的那个阻挡的抵挡。
So all these opposition toward the will of God.
那你与主一同克服这个。
You overcome all those with Christ.
阻挡是说要你爱世界。
The opposition is, you know, you have to love the world.
你受不了，你不能得胜。
And you can't endure, and so you cannot overcome.
但是你跟主说。
However, you say to the Lord.
你说主啊，你说。我跟你在一起。
Lord, I'm with you.
因为你得胜，所以你让我也得胜。
Because you overcome, I can overcome.
世界现在太厉害。
The world is so severe.
我受不了。
I can't bear it anymore.
主一定加你的力量。
The Lord will surely strengthen you.
让你胜过世界。
And you can overcome the world.
让你胜过诱惑。
And you can overcome temptation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
与主一同得胜，就是作王的意思。
To overcome with the Lord is to reign with Him.
不是说你我比别人更高。
It is not that we have a higher position.
对不对？做王的话，一定有人听我的嘛？不是这回事，弟兄姊妹。
We think that to reign, somebody has to listen to us. That's not right.
做王是神的仇敌在你的身上没有作为。
To reign with Christ is to mean that the enemy has no position in you.
我们主耶稣有一句话说。
Our Lord said this.
世界的王来了。
The king of the world is coming.
他在我里面一无所有。
He has nothing in me.
这个是约翰福音第十四章那是最后一节。
This is John 14, the last verse.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们记得我们要与基督一同作王。
Remember to reign with Christ.
基督世界在他里面一无所有。
In Christ, the world has nothing in him.
所以你我世界在我们里面也一无所有。
Therefore, in you and in me, the world has nothing in us.
这是说到世界。
This is talking about the world.
说到其他一切阻挡主的事都是这样。
This is the same for every other thing that opposes the Lord.
这个是作王真正的意思。
This is the true meaning of reigning with
him. 所以，我们若是在压力底下不走开。
If under pressure we do not depart.
一同忍耐。
And we persevere and we will reign with him.
那下面一句话。
The next verse.
我们若是不认他，他也不认我们。
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
以前我以为是这样。
Previously, I have a different understanding.
我以前以为说是我不认主耶稣做我的主的话呢，那么主也不认我做他的那个门徒，这是对的，没错。
If I do not reckon him as my Lord, he would not also reckon me as his
servant. 可是后来我知道，这个认他这件事情啊，是比这个广得多。
Later on, I realized that this reckoning or recognition is broader.
我们刚刚说过。
Earlier we said.
耶稣呢，他是主。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣他是教会的元首。
Jesus is the head of the church.
他有他旨意的。
He has his will.
他有他的目的的。
He has his goal.
他有他的做法的。
He has his ways of doing things.
就是我们不认同那个。
If we are not identified with these things,
你怎么配做他的门徒呢？
How are you worthy to be his disciple?
我怎么配做他的奴仆呢？
How am I worthy to be his bond servant?
我怎么配做他的仆人呢？
How am I worthy to be his servant?
所以我若是不认他的目的，
If I am not identified with his
goal, 我若是不认他的做法。
If I'm not identified with his means and
ways, 我若是不认他的性情。
If I'm not identified with his divine nature,
我不配做他的门徒。
I am not worthy to be his disciple.
我不配做他的见证人。
I am not worthy to be his witness.
我也不配做他的仆人。
I am not worthy to be his servant.
他不会认你的。
He will not
recognize. 所以圣经里有些人呢，他就这样。
Therefore, in the Bible, there are some people like this.
他说：“我主啊，他说我不是奉你的名传道赶鬼吗？”
Didn't I preach the gospel and cast out demons? In your name.
主说：“我不认识你们。”
And the Lord said, "I do not recognize you."
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
是不认识你是一个很厉害的事。
For the Lord to say He does not know us is a very harsh thing.
所以我们认同他，不但认同他是我们的救主，我们认他。我们要认他是我们的主人。
So not only are we identified with him as our savior, we have to identify with him as our master.
他的目的必须是我的目的。
His goal has to be my goal.
我若是不认他的目的，他就说我不是他的仆人。
If I don't recognize his goal, he would say he would not recognize me as his servant.
他的方法我是必须是顺从的。
I have to submit to his means.
我若是不顺从他的方法的话，他也说你不是我的仆人。
If I don't recognize his means, he will say I'm not his servant.
那我们虽然失信，他仍旧可信。
And verse 13, even if we are faithless, he remains faithful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主有他的目的啊。
The Lord has his goal.
主对他的教会有一个托付，是要为他做见证的。
The Lord has entrusted the church to be his testimony.
我们若是说我们对这个神的旨意没有兴趣，太高太远了。
We're saying that we're not interested in the eternal purpose of God. It's too high and lofty and far away.
太空洞了。
It's too vague.
我们彼此相爱就好了。
We just love one another.
你知道吗？主会把我们放在一边的。
You know, the Lord will cast you aside.
以弗所教会啊。
The church in Ephesus.
他们离弃了起初的爱。
They have left their first love.
他们也离弃了起初的工作。
They have left their first work.
什么是起初的工作呢？
What is their first work?
起初的工作是神自己的工作。
The first work were the work of God Himself.
他们虽然做很多的事情，
even though they have done many,
可是那不是神的工作，
but that's not the work of God.
不是他们起初的工作，
that is not His first work.
他们说不定彼此的感情很好，
maybe they all have good relationships.
可是那不是神的爱，
but that is not the agape love.
那所以主有一句很严厉的话给他们。
Therefore, the Lord has a very harsh word for them.
你若是不悔改啊，
if you do not repent,
我要来到你们中间，
I will come to you.
把你们灯台挪去。
I will remove your lampstand out of its place.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思呢？
What does it mean, brothers?
是你们不再代表我了。
Which means that you no longer represent me.
我不在你们中间了。
I am no longer in your midst.
我以后到示美拿去。
I will go to Smyrna.
因为他们可以为我做见证。
Because they can bear my witness.
我要到腓拉铁菲去。
I will go to Philadelphia.
因为他们跟我之间没有间隔。
Because there's no hindrance between them and me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是很严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
我们虽然失信。
Even though we are faithless.
他仍旧可信。
He is still faithful.
因为他不背负他是他的自己。
Because he cannot deny himself.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗老了的时候，最后一句话说什么呢？
When the apostle Paul grew old, what was his last word?
他说。当跑的路我已经跑了。
I have finished the course.
美好的仗我已经打了。
I have fought the good fight.
当守的道我已经守了。
I have kept the faith.
从今以后。
In the future.
有那公义的冠冕为我存留。
There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
不但为我存留。
Not only for me.
而且为所有那些爱慕他显现的人。
And also to all who have loved his appearance.
弟兄姊妹，愿意这个是我们的鼓励。
Brothers and sisters, may this be our encouragement. Let's pray.
亲爱的主啊，我们 从心里感谢敬拜你对我们的美意。
Dear Lord, from our heart, we thank you for your well-pleasing will.
我们想我们是什么人？
We think, who are we?
你居然把我们在我们短短一生的年日当中找我们做你的仆人。
In our short lives, you called us to be your servant.
让你在我们在你的旨意里有份。
So that we are a partaker in the will of God.
在你的目的里头有份。
We are a partaker in your goal.
在你的工作里头有份。
We're a partaker in your work.
要我们彰显你的自己。
You want us to manifest you yourself.
彰显你的荣耀。
We need to manifest your glory.
主啊，有一天你人就要回来。
Lord, one day you will return.
主啊，让我们愿意我们见你的时候。
We decide that when we see you again,
我们心里欢欢喜喜，
our hearts are full of joy,
没有羞愧，
we will not be put to
shame. 我们在世上的年日很短暂，
we have a very short lifespan on this earth.
主啊，你来回来的时候也近了，
you are coming soon.
主啊，愿意我们活在地上的时候，
we decide that when we live on this earth,
为你而活，
we live for you.
主啊，成为你自己恩惠的管道，
we can be this channel of your grace.
成为你真理的管道，
we can be a channel of your truth.
主啊，让你来到我们中间。
So that when you come into our midst,
你心里满足,
your hearts will be satisfied.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.